Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson. This program is aimed at English learners, so we speak a little slower, and we use words and phrases, especially written, for people learning English.
We also explain words and language rules, all while bringing you stories and information from around the world. Today on the program, you will hear stories from Christopher Jones Cruz, Mario Ritter, Jill Robbins, and Brian Lynn. Later, we will bring you this week's lesson in everyday grammar. But first, here is Christopher Jones Cruz.
The United States Air Force is reporting a shortage of pilots of fighter airplanes. The lack is so severe that some generals say it may affect the service's ability to carry out operations as soon as next year. The Air Force is training about 135 more fighter pilots this year than 2 years ago. But it will be a long time before they are ready for action. Pilots must train for years at a cost of millions of dollars before they are qualified to fly fighter jets. The high-tech aircraft could be described as flying supercomputers, so lengthy training is required. The Air Force is permitted to have 3,500 fighter pilots. However, there are now about 725 fewer. Major General Scott Vanderham and Lieutenant General John Cooper supervise Air Force pilots and mechanics who take care of the planes. They recently spoke with VOA about the pilot shortage. General Vanderham says the Air Force does not have enough pilots to meet the needs of commanders. Pilot numbers began to fall following budget cuts that took effect after the United States left Iraq in 2010 and had plans to leave Afghanistan. But General Cooper says that did not happen.
We didn't plan for ISIS. We planned to come home.
VOA spoke with some fighter pilots at an Air Force base in Virginia. They said longer and additional deployments have hurt morale. One pilot said the rotations were 45 days at first. Then they increased to 90, and later 120, he said. Now, he said, the pilots are deployed for 6 months, or even a year. And pilots must often spend much of their non-deployed time on administrative duties and additional training. After 10 years of service, jet fighter pilots are offered an additional payment if they agree to stay on active duty. But this year, only about 40% of the pilots agreed to stay. The Air Force says it must keep at least 65% of its pilots to complete its missions. The Air Force is asking Congress for money to increase the bonus from its current $25,000 to $48,000 a year. It would be the first bonus increase since 1999. The Air Force hopes that amount will be enough to persuade experienced pilots to stay in the service. I'm Christopher Jones Cruz.
Indonesia says its armed forces will expand their watch around a group of islands in the South China Sea to keep away Chinese fishing crews. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said in October that his government would never compromise on claims around the Natuna Islands. The Natunas are a group of about 270 very small islands and land formations northwest of Borneo. Chinese ships often sail in nearby waters. China claims most of the South China Sea and the area's natural resources, such as fish, oil, and natural gas. Widodo visited the Natuna Islands during military exercises in September and October. David McRae is a researcher with the Asia Institute at the University of Melbourne. McRae says many Indonesian officials believe they can press territorial claims to the islands and develop economic links with China at the same time. Last year, President Widodo called on China and Indonesia to increase two-way trade to $150 billion by the year 2020. That would double total trade between the countries from 2014 levels, according to the World Bank. The two sides already have strong trade ties. Indonesia imports more from China than any other country. China also is Indonesia's second biggest export partner. But Indonesia's cabinet has developed plans to claim the area around the Natunas as an exclusive economic zone. China says its boats have long fished in the same waters. Indonesians, especially fishers, dislike illegal fishing. Yet, illegal fishing has become a problem in Indonesia because of a lack of enforcement around the country's 13,000 islands. Yet Indonesia has been increasing enforcement efforts in the South China Sea. And Widodo has said his country should harvest fish and recover the gas that are said to be in and around the Natunas. In March, a Chinese Coast Guard vessel prevented Indonesian officials from stopping a Chinese ship. 2 months later, Indonesia's navy stopped a Chinese fishing boat. Then, in June, the navy fired on another Chinese boat. One sailor may have been injured. Researcher David McRae notes that China has not protested or threatened economic measures against Indonesia. Experts say Indonesia mainly has tried to prevent problems around the Natuna Islands instead of reacting to them. Indonesian officials also avoid discussing past incidents or making warnings like the Philippines did from 2010 to early this year. In 2012, China reduced trade and cut back on visitors to the Philippines. Last year, Widodo and Chinese President Xi Jinping signed 8 agreements. They were partly meant to increase Chinese involvement in the development of roads, ports, and other infrastructure. And this year, both sides agreed to work together on energy, agriculture, and building an industrial park. As construction projects become too competitive at home, Chinese companies are looking overseas, experts say. The Chinese government has described Indonesia as part of a maritime Silk Road. China wants to develop trade and relations with countries across this area, stretching from Asia to Europe. Some experts say the Silk Road idea increases the importance of the ties between China and Indonesia. But some observers say Indonesia can press its territorial claims in the South China Sea because it does not depend much on China economically. Carl Baker directs programs at the Pacific Forum CSIS in Honolulu, a foreign policy research group. He says Indonesia is less dependent on China than other countries in Southeast Asia. Indonesia is a major exporter of commodities, such as agricultural products. The country also has a large market at home of 250 million people. Total exports were valued at more than $176 billion in 2014. Indonesia has been a member of the Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank since January. China is the bank's biggest shareholder. However, Indonesia's biggest export partner is Japan. I'm Mario Ritter.
Pirelli is known for making high-performance tires used on racing cars. The Italy-based, Chinese-owned company is also known for producing calendars at the end of the year. In years past, Pirelli calendars had photographs of models wearing very little clothing or nothing at all. But this year, the company decided to publish photos of Hollywood movie stars. In many ways, all calendars are the same. They list the days of the year in exactly the same order. But people do not buy calendars just to know what day it is. Over the years, calendars have become popular gifts because many are filled with beautiful pictures. Pirelli's 2017 calendar has photos of 14 women who won Academy Awards. They include actors Nicole Kidman, Julianne Moore, and Helen Mirren. This week, the company released some of the images to the media. All of the pictures are in black and white. None of the women are wearing makeup. Some look different from the way they do in movies. A story on the Facebook page of the magazine Harper's Bazaar listed comments both for and against the photos. Some people said the pictures are a sign of progress for the no makeup movement. That is a movement where well-known women are trying to look more natural. Some performers say going out without putting on beauty products makes them feel more at ease in public. One of the performers is the American singer Alicia Keys. Keys wrote that since people know what she looks like without wearing makeup, she feels more relaxed when she goes out in public. She appears in a television program with her natural look. Other personalities have been taking selfies without makeup and posting the pictures on social media sites. Until last year, the Pirelli calendar's photos had subjects in provocative poses. This year, the photographer was Germany's Peter Lindbergh. While his photos do not show women as the Pirelli calendar has in the past, they do show the women without another kind of covering. Beauty products. I'm Jill Robbins.
The oldest living person celebrated a birthday earlier this week. Emma Morano celebrated her 117th birthday on Tuesday. Friends, neighbors, and her doctor joined Morano in her small apartment home in the northern Italian mountain town of Verbania. She blew out 3 candles on her birthday cake. Each candle represented a number in her age. "I hope I don't have to cut it," Morano joked. She dressed up and she was very proud, said her longtime doctor, Carlo Bava. She posed for a photographer and even asked if her hair looked good. "I am happy to turn 117, Morano told those attending her party. She received a greeting from Italy's president, Sergio Mattarella. He wished her peace and continued good health. Emma Morano is thought to be the last living person born in the 1800s. She outlived all her brothers and sisters, including one who died at age 102. Her doctor noted that when Morano was young, people used to say she was weak and often sick. "Yes, yes," she said. The world's oldest person told the Reuters news agency that while she is lucky to have lived so long, parts of her life were not so nice. She worked in a factory until she retired at age 65. Morano once told a reporter that the first man she planned to marry was killed in World War I. Then, at age 26, she was forced to marry a man she did not love. She said the man threatened to kill her if he did not marry her. She had a son, but the baby died after just 6 months. She said the marriage was not happy and her husband was abusive. She kicked him out in 1938, and has lived alone since then. Emma Morano says one of her secrets to living long is eating at least 2 uncooked eggs every day. Her doctor credits Morano's long life to her unusual diet, her genes, and positive outlook on life. I'm Brian Lynn.
From VOA Learning English, this is Everyday Grammar. So, Alice, what did you do last night?
Well, I was at home, getting ready to go to the movies. I was getting my shoes on when I got a feeling that something strange was going to happen.
I've gotten those feelings, too.
Then, I left the house and got a cab and got to the movies as fast as I could.
Did you get there on time?
Yes, but as soon as I got into the theater, I got a phone call from someone whose voice I didn't recognize. That's when things started to get weird. Did you notice anything unusual in this story? The verb get is used 10 times and with several different meanings. Get is one of the most commonly used, most tricky, and sometimes most hated words for English learners. When learning this verb, it is best to keep a sense of humor. That is because the verb has more than 50 uses, such as when it appears as part of at least 12 phrasal verbs or other expressions. Today on Everyday Grammar, we explore this simple three-letter word with many meanings. But don't worry. By the time you come to the end of the program, we hope you will begin to enjoy this captivating and changeable verb. We will consider a few of the most common meanings of get and offer some ideas on how to use the verb. Let's start with a very common meaning of get, which is to receive, obtain, or buy. The structure is get plus direct object. Listening or reading for clues and then recognizing the meaning from those clues is the best way of explaining this meaning. For example, take the following sentence.
I got an email from my friend Penelope.
In this sentence, does got mean received, obtained, or bought?
Here, the word got means received. We know that the person did not buy the email. We also know that they did not obtain it, since obtain means to acquire by effort. Let's try another sentence.
I just got a new sofa.
In this example, does got mean received, obtained, or bought? It probably means bought, since the speaker does not provide any evidence that it was received. But in this statement, whether the speaker bought the sofa or obtained it in some other way is not very important. The most important thing to know here is that the speaker did not receive the sofa. They obtained it in some way. Now, let's turn to a different meaning of get. This one means to bring or fetch. The structure is get plus direct object. Listen to this example.
I'm going outside to get the mail.
Sometimes, however, the structure can be get plus indirect object plus direct object. Listen to the example.
Could you get me my phone? It's in the bedroom upstairs. In this sentence, the direct object is my phone. And the indirect object is me. This is a structure you can use to ask someone to bring something to you. You would probably not use it unless the thing were fairly close. For example, if you left your mobile phone at a friend's house and you will see the friend tomorrow, you would not say, could you get me my phone tomorrow? Instead, you would say,
could you bring me my phone tomorrow?
Now you try it. Ask someone to bring something nearby to you. Our next meaning of get is to arrive somewhere. There are two structures here. The first is get plus location adverb. The second is get plus to plus location. Listen to a few examples.
What time will you get here?
I got to Tokyo at 6 a.m.
I got to the concert late.
In these examples, the clue to the meaning of get is the name of a place right after the verb, such as Tokyo, the movies, here, or there.
Our last meaning of get on today's program is to become. The structure is get plus adjective. Listen to a few examples.
The food is getting cold.
I get nervous when I have to speak in public.
In this use, the verb get simply replaces the verb become. You will recognize this easily when you hear or see an adjective immediately after get. Here are three suggestions to help you better understand and use the meanings of get.
Tip 1. Guess the meaning from clues. Guessing can be your best friend when trying to understand and use the meanings of get. Use context clues to help you know how get is used. Context means words that are used with or next to a specific word or expression that helps explain its meaning. Look for a direct object or a location adverb or an adjective before or after the verb get. These will help you to know its intended meaning.
Tip 2. Practice, practice, practice. Read and listen to as much as you can in English. The more you do this, the more easily you will be able to use clues as a tool to quickly understand meaning. Americans, the British, and other native English speakers can recognize these clues very quickly. You can learn to do this too. Try to immerse yourself in English by listening to Learning English podcasts, watching movies and YouTube videos, and listening to music.
Tip 3. Use other verbs. If you are not sure how to use some of the meanings of get, you can instead use verbs with similar meanings. Sometimes the other verbs sound natural, and other times they sound formal. For example, you can say, I just bought a new sofa, and it sounds perfectly natural. By comparison, saying, I arrived home at 10 p.m. sounds very official. Yet, both are correct and can be used. Orrin Hargraves is a lexicographer. He writes and studies dictionaries. Hargraves recently told Everyday Grammar that many of the jobs that we currently give to get can also be expressed by other verbs. Hargraves' advice is good advice.
The Everyday Grammar team hopes you enjoyed learning a few of the many meanings of the verb get. So, get going and enjoy this wonderful verb. We've got to go now, but keep listening in the coming weeks for more words with many meanings. I'm Phil Dierking.
I'm Jill Robbins.
And I'm Alice Bryant.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.